We all go through tough times from a wide number of reasons. And if you're feeling down, stressed or overwhelmed, or you just need somebody to talk to, then stay tuned to 101.5 because we are chatting with Peter Warden. And Peter is the Director of Mental Health Hubs at NEMI. As a qualified social worker with more than 17 years' experience across the community and mental health services and further studies in mental health, disability, alcohol and drug, he is very much the person that we are looking forward to guide and support these services. Peter, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. You provide free services and support there, so it's pretty important for those who are finding life tough. So tell us, what exactly happens when somebody walks through the doors at Strathpine? I imagine it might feel pretty daunting for someone in crisis.
Absolutely. So the Strathpine Medicare Mental Health Centre has a peer-first approach. So what we have is we have a range of mental health clinicians and peer workers, people with a lived experience of mental health issues. So the peer-first approach means that when someone accesses our services, the first person that they'll chat with is someone else who's had an experience of distress or mental health issues. And what we know is that this can help people to feel much more comfortable when they're accessing the service to speak to someone that might have gone through something similar that they have. Once they walk through the doors, so generally we give them a warm welcome greeting. It's a very non-clinical, welcoming space, you know, a lot of great lighting, beautiful welcome. The staff would go up to them, have a bit of a chat with them. They'd often have a bit of a tea or coffee, have a bit of a walkthrough, and they'd give them a bit of a rundown of the service mm-hmm. and explain what sort of tasks and what sort of supports they might be able to provide for the person.
Now, Peter, I love that you don't need an appointment or even a Medicare card. That must remove a huge barrier from people. Am I right there?
That's right. So the service is open to anyone, regardless of citizenship status or Medicare card. They don't need a referral or an appointment. They can just call us up or they can just come and visit us in person on the site. So they can call 07-3493-6780. Or visit us in person at 7/327 Gympie Road in Strathpine. And the service is open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Lovely. Now, Peter, can you tell us a little about the lived experience angle?
Excellent. Yeah, so our workforce is made up of mental health clinicians and peer workers. So our peer workers are people with a lived experience of distress or mental health issues. And what people tell us is that peer workers can really relate to guests that might be experiencing distress and offer a genuine understanding. And this kind of peer support helps community members to manage their own distress and to build resilience in doing so, and to know that they've got someone to talk to that really understands what they've gone through. So for our gang, they're all trained in providing supports to people using their lived experience. So it's not just people who have a lived experience, it's people who are trained. Mm-hmm. As peer workers.
Okay.
So that means that people's stories that they share, they're trained in when to disclose something to someone and when it might be best to hold back and when one of their stories might be beneficial for someone to hear.
Okay. Peter, can you paint us a little picture? Tell us what it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. So when someone walks through, it could be, first of all, they're there really to listen primarily. So they'd be asking people questions about what's going on for them and really listening to that person's story first and foremost. Often in some cases, someone might have gone through something similar, and so then they might be saying to the person, I've actually gone through something similar. Would you mind if I told you a little bit about that, or would it be helpful if I told you a little bit about that? And often that connection can really break down those barriers to service access.
Fabulous. Now, can you just walk us through this? I mean, we've got it that the people with lived experience are there mainly to listen and share mm-hmm. if given the okay to do that. Just walk us through how that happens.
Yeah, so next they would start to build a bit of a picture of what's going on for the person mm-hmm. and get a bit of an understanding of what their needs are and why they might be presenting to the centre. And this way we can build a bit of a picture of what supports and what team members might be most helpful to that person. So at that point, it could be that someone needs some clinical supports from one of our trained mental health clinician. So a mental health nurse might join that care team, or a social worker or an occupational therapist. And this way we can build a care team that really meets that person's needs.
Mm-hmm. And is it a situation that it could be for just a visit? Could it be weeks? Could it be months, Peter?
Yeah, that's right. It's really flexible. And what we find is that different people need really different things. So sometimes people will come to the service and they'll only come once and they would just need someone to talk to and they just need someone to sit with in their distress. For other people, they need some more short to medium term support. So it might be that they're seeing one of our clinicians and they're engaging in psychological therapies over a number of sessions and receiving peer support work alongside that. So it really varies. So the centre can't provide ongoing supports to someone, but they can provide everything from a single session to brief to medium term supports.
Okay. And Peter, what about family and community impact?
Yeah, so we try to take a holistic view of mental health and distress. And we understand that for many of our folks accessing the services, mental health isn't just a health issue. It's often one with a broad range of complex and intersecting factors. And so we see the situations that are going on in people's life, the carers and supports that are around them, their workplace, their social situation, all as parts of the things that might be contributing to their distress and also as parts of the things that can help lead to better supports for that person. So for us, it's really common that a carer might come in with someone to one of their sessions or to their appointments. Or sometimes carers will pop in separate and say, hey, I've got this loved one that I'm trying to support. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. And we can often provide some information and support for that person that might help connect them in with carer-specific services or that might help them to have some of those conversations that might help their loved one to access our service. We also see those supports as deeply connected to the community as well. So for many of the people accessing our services, a lot of the support that we provide is actually about connecting them back in with different community groups, other community support services, reconnecting them to some of those interests and goals that they might have for their lives.
And Peter, I was going to butt in and say that sometimes the carer probably just needs somewhere to go. What a great spot that would be for them, just to be able to give them that little bit of guidance perhaps or confidence to go ahead further.
Absolutely. We know that the mental health system can be really complicated for people to navigate who aren't familiar with it. So many of the carers and supports that access our services often report back to us that's one of the things that's most helpful to them is that they didn't really know where to turn. And speaking to a mental health worker that understands the system and that landscape and can help them navigate it for themselves and their loved one was invaluable.
Fantastic. Now, I'm just moving the conversation on a little bit. What about the culture and the stigma? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we know that there's a lot of stigma around accessing mental health services, and people are often really reluctant to reach out because they're worried about what other people might think of them, or they're worried about what the consequences will be for them when they do reach out. So what we find is that having a workforce that has a combination of lived experience, peer support workers and clinicians really helps to break down that stigma. But there's also other things that are really important for people to know. So, you know, these services are private and confidential. So people accessing them, you know, they're afforded the same kind of protections that you would if you're going to see a doctor or something like that. So no one needs to know that you're accessing the services, and you can do it in a private and discreet way. More broadly, though, also what we find is often people really hold back on accessing services because of that stigma. And then things get so bad that by the time they're reaching out, they don't know where to go except for the emergency department. So what we'd say is it's, you know, the best thing to do is to reach out for support early, to engage with those supports really early on, and then so we can avoid kind of larger crises as things progress.
What sort of misconceptions do you still bump into from time to time, Peter?
I think there's still a lot of misconceptions around mental health. So I think one of those is that people often don't understand that mental health and distress occurs in a broader situation in someone's life. So people kind of think of it purely as a health issue sometimes, but really most of the people that we support would tell us that actually, you know, my distress is related a little bit to my mental health diagnosis, but it's also related to, you know, maybe some struggles with alcohol, or maybe it's related to, family violence or a breakup or loss of employment or housing situation. So really what I would say is that, you know, we're all human with a whole range of different stresses and in our lives, and a whole range of different strengths and supports as well. So that mental health is a lot more complex than people perhaps first think.
And just letting listeners know that we're talking to Peter Warden, and he is the Director of Mental Health Hubs and the NEMI National, or at NEMI National. Peter, we could talk about this for a long time, and I'm listening intently. Just tell us, why Strathpine? What does this community specifically need, and how are these needs being met?
Yeah, so the Strathpine, we know that there's a lot of different needs in the Strathpine community. We know that there are lots of folks in the community experiencing family violence. We know that there's folks struggling with kind of alcohol and employment issues. So what we try to do is we try to make sure that the service that we provide is made up of people who are from the community and understand the community. And so that means that we are recruiting people from a wide range of different cultural backgrounds into the service. And it also means that we're recruiting people who really understand that landscape. So when someone comes in and accesses a service, they know about the local community. They know what supports are available. They know the different community events and groups that we might be able to connect people in with. So that's really crucial for us. Mm-hmm. The other thing too that we see, which is not unique to Strathpine, but we also know that our emergency services are under incredible pressure, and that often people, when they're in that state of distress, they don't know where to turn, and they're reaching out to emergency departments. And so what we find with the Medicare Mental Health Centres is that they provide a really excellent alternative to the emergency department, where someone can seek support. And that means that, A, we're reducing the impact on our emergency departments, which means that the emergency departments are freed up to mm-hmm. respond to life-threatening situations. Yep. But perhaps equally importantly, we also know emergency departments are not always a great space for someone who is having a mental health crisis or experiencing distress. And so these services are often a much, much better and healthier experience for the people accessing them as well.
Absolutely. Now, Peter, for anybody listening right now and thinking, maybe I should reach out, what should we tell them to do?
I would encourage people, if they're thinking that they might need support, to absolutely reach out. So the Medicare Mental Health Centres have a no wrong door approach. So even if we're not the best support service for you, one of our staff will have a chat with you. They can give you a bit of an idea of what's going on in the community, how the mental health sector works, and we can help you connect to the support that's right for you. And in many cases, we may be the right support for you.
Now, if you could change one thing about the Australia's approach to mental health, what would that be?
If I could change one thing about Australia's approach to mental health, I would say I would like a mental health service system that focuses on many of the causes that occur upstream from mental health crisis. So often what we see is a lot of funding which goes into the pointy end of our medical system, which is absolutely crucial, no doubt about it. But there's often a lot of supports that can be provided for people before they reach that point, or before they need to reach out to the emergency department. So if I could change one thing, it would be that we would see an increase in community mental health services, which provide a combination of lived experience and clinical supports to people before they hit the emergency departments.
Absolutely. Peter, before we wrap up, and as I said earlier, we could talk about this for a very long time. You've got such a wealth of knowledge there that you're happy to share with the community. But what do you want the community to know about what you're doing down there at Strathpine?
Yeah, so I would just say that, you know, the Strathpine Medical Mental Health Centre is a welcoming place for anyone who's experiencing a mental health crisis, and that it is open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You don't need a referral or an appointment. The service is open to anyone. So if you think that we might be of support to you, please reach out and contact us.
Sounds fantastic to me. Look, knowing that the staff have lived experience and that the services and support are free, you must make it so much easier to cross that first barrier in coming to see you at Strathpine Safe Place. Now, Peter, that's at Unit 6, 6327 Gympie Road, Strathpine. You're on 101.5 and we've been chatting with Peter Warden, and he is the Director of Mental Health Hubs. Peter, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for shedding a light on something that probably we all tend to hide away from, but we need it so desperately. I do thank you so much for your time.
Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.